and you're listening to Stages. Well, opening this evening at Riverside Theatre is Flight Paths, and we have the writer on the line to have a chat about the production, Julian Larnach. He has recently done In Real Life for Darlinghurst Theatre. He's currently Sydney Theatre Company's Emerging Writers Group, done a whole lot of other stuff. Welcome to Stages, Julian. Are you there? You there?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Julian. Welcome.
There you go.
Hi. Hi. So, Flight Paths, young women. Can you set the scene for us about this work?
So, Flight Paths is sort of parallel narratives, both coming-of-age stories, two young Australian women out in the world. So, Louisa, who's an African-Australian girl who's just finished high school, and she's off to Oxford to study. She doesn't know what yet. And Emily, who is about 27, 28, who's finished her study, has got the job she loves and is now starting to question it. So she's on a volunteer trip to Africa to sort of figure out what's what.
And is she doing an NGO? Is she volunteering for an NGO to go to help out in the slum? Is that right?
Yeah, to one of those volunteerism experiences. So building a school in Kibera, which is the largest slums in Kenya.
How have you gone about writing this? Is it from research in particular, or you're writing for female voices?
I think it's one of those things that I just sort of, for this play in particular, I did about 6 months research, and that usually includes just sort of broad-based book reading, and then sort of once I get an idea of where it sort of sets, start interviewing specific people. So for this was interviewing people who'd gone on exchange, as well as people who work for these organisations, in sort of organising those trips, or sort of handling those people once they're over there as well.
There's been some interesting comments lately, hasn't there, about people who go and work in orphanages overseas, and some criticism in some ways, although, you know, obviously a lot of people go over and do fantastic work. But I was wondering, does that come into the play at all, how there has been some controversy about people who go over to help out overseas?
Yeah, I think it sort of looks at, I think we sort of go to sort of extremes, I think, with opinions around this stuff. It's either all good or all bad. And I think this play is sort of looking at what drama does best, which is looking at people's motivations and sort of questioning why people help and whether that motivation matters, or, you know, whether people are just there to help is the good thing, I guess.
And where are Flight Paths being probably their takeoff into the world, but also there's another something that takes place during the play?
Yeah, so it's sort of, there's a body found in Oxford, and that sort of ties the stories together in more of a metaphorical sense, as well as just sort of it gradually reveals itself over the course of it. But it sort of looks at, I guess, how one of the great things about theatre, I think, is you can do things simultaneously, and you can sort of draw inference, and you can make metaphor between two things. So it sort of goes that actually these two worlds of elite education in Oxford and sort of deprivation and poverty in Kenya are actually, they are in the same world, and they affect each other in direct and indirect ways.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about it, but I understand there are a number of cases, especially in 2012, where... we want to mention or not?
No, well, I think it's one of the interesting things. It's sort of in the rehearsal room with actors, we're talking about how people move around the world and how some people are more mobile than others. And I think one of the things in Australia in particular, we sort of we use the term boat people, but what that implies is sort of, you know, journey is destination, is sort of a level of hardship. And I think it's interesting, just sort of looking at the privilege of mobility in that way.
So we'll leave it as a surprise to know why, how, and where he got from. Okay. So how has this transformed? You wrote it for 6 months, and then you know, it's passed on to director, the wonderful Anthea Williams, who's directing it. She's directed her and Kill the Messenger and Mother's Room, a whole lot of other stuff. How did the kind of collaboration with her, or the work with her, and how has that progressed?
It's gone really well. So sort of, weirdly, I was Anthea's intern back when she was working at Belvoir a few years ago, and we sort of started talking about work, and we sort of have the same language around it. So when they asked who I wanted to direct, she was an obvious choice in my brain. And I think we sort of worked together for a few months leading up to rehearsals, and then once we're in rehearsals, it's sort of, the play has gotten not denser, but sort of more complicated and fuller, and just sort of, she's really good at going, pushing to ambiguity and sort of creating space for an audience to sit in this thing. And I think it's a play that asks a lot of asks a lot more questions than it provides answers. So I think once you got on board with that, I think, you know, it's there's a lot more silence, which is always exciting. I think when you write a line, you just sort of go, oh, if you could do this without words, that would be perfect.
Mm. And how big is the cast? How many actors do you have in it?
Six actors. So, yeah, which is kind of an exciting thing. It's the biggest ensemble I've written for, and sort of finding a way to move them in and out and sort of, you know, across two very different and
Distant
worlds is sort of fun, yeah. Mm.
And is it and a two-actor or a one-actor?
Like, sorry?
Do you do it in one sitting or in two acts?
No, so straight through for about 95 minutes, I think we're running out of time. Yeah.
And women of colour, which is what we always like to see on stage.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. As a straight white male writer, I think I'm sick of seeing me on stage, and I've never thought I was that interesting. So
you're not just writing a male's, but also a woman of colour story. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Julian.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Julian Lanark, the writer of Flight Paths, playing from Friday at the Riverside Theatre up until the 24th of March.